Tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. This is that old cop, Jack McLam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Heavy-hearted today, folks, heavy-hearted. Only 4 days left, almost 3 days left, until Terry Schiavo is murdered by the government. Actually, her husband is going to be given the honors that he's looked forward to for 14 years now, pulling her feeding tubes and starving her death. And, of course, dehydration death will come first, dying without water. And the fight intensifies, however. And I want to share with you a few things tonight on the intensity that's going on. We're happy that the Pope got back involved again through his emissary. I'm going to share that with you. That's good news. You know, I'm just afraid that we're going to have to count on the Catholics to get involved, because you know, the preachers, the Christian preachers, Protestant preachers are telling the Christians, don't get involved, don't stand up against government. And of course, this Judge George Greer has given the murder instructions to put her to death come Friday. And, of course, most Christians will listen to their ministers and not get involved. And so it looks like, though, the Catholics are getting involved. And as a Protestant myself, I've got to say, go, Catholics, go. If the Christians won't come out of their prayer closets and become involved, then we've got to save this young lady's life however we do it. We definitely welcome the Catholics getting involved, and they have been involved for years. I just read a statement here by the Pope in 98, I think it was 98, that the Pope says that you can't starve, we cannot starve people and dehydrate them to death. And that came right from the Pope himself. But we'll read that statement by the Vatican spokesperson when we get back from the break, which we'll take in just a minute here. But we want to share with you also tonight something else is happening. Montana governor sets off fight to call to bring back the National Guard. The Montana Guard, the Montana governor, has set off a firefight by calling for his guard to come back to his state. Hallelujah. I mean, that's fantastic. It's not for the right reasons, but any reason will do. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program when we return.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
The Montana governor did have a good reason for bringing the National Guard home, very, very sound reason, but it wasn't the reason that our police and military association would have used, but it's a sound reason. It's to fight the fires that are coming to the northwest part of the United States because of our season without rain and without snow up here. We haven't had winter yet here in the Rocky Mountains of Idaho County. And we're not going to get it. It looks like spring's on its way. And so the governor, and I'll share that with you here in a few minutes, he's used a good reason, that's for sure. But it would have been nice had he said, you know, we shouldn't be over there using our National Guard, reserves, and soldiers as mercenaries for these international crime families to take over the wealth of those areas. But I guess that's a little too much to ask, okay? But anyway, we'll get into that in a few minutes. I want to go back, though, to a quote here about the Terry Schiavo's case. I think it's without any consideration whatsoever. These quotes are very important from people. It was Anthony Scalia. Supreme Court Justice Scalia, who said just a couple years ago, a Christian should not support a government that suppresses the faith, the Christian faith, in other words, or one that sanctions the taking of an innocent human life. My goodness gracious, hasn't he been to church in the last 20 years and heard what the ministers are teaching, folks? Ministers are teaching, go along to get along. Just do what government tells you to do. And don't worry if you're aiding and abetting the commission of crimes. Just do it. You know, if you're asked to do anything by the government, you have to obey because all governments of God. And so Antonin Scalia, Supreme Court Justice, says a Christian should not support a government that suppresses the faith. That's something that you know God doesn't want you to do that violates God's laws, or one that sanctions the taking of an innocent human life. My goodness gracious. I don't know how he ever got up where he arose to with that kind of an attitude. I wish Christian ministers had that kind of an attitude. And then we have an Archbishop of Denver in a pastoral letter remarked, he said, the direction of the modern state is against the dignity of human life. These decisions harbinger a dramatic intensification of the conflict between the Catholic Church and the governing civil authorities. My goodness, this is really strange, folks, coming from the churches in America, that we should stand up against evil in government and not obey and become a part of the evil that they tell us to participate in. This is strange, but it's good news. It is good news. It's true. It's correct. It's out of the Bible, without a doubt. Let's get into the Vatican newsletter here, lifenews.com, if you'd like to pull that up. Very important letter issued here from the papacy. And I don't know what's happening to my phone. The phone is sounding kind of strange. My phone line here. But I hope it's not sounding strange to the listeners out there. But anyway, the Vatican, it says here, with Terry Schiavo's painful starvation death scheduled in 1 week, which is just this coming Friday, folks, leading Catholic officials are stepping up their efforts to speak out. Moving from speaking in general against euthanasia, they're now making a rare pitch on behalf of one person, a disabled woman whose life hangs in the balance. Removing Terry's feeding tube and causing the 7 to 10 day long starvation process would be a pitiless way to kill, says Monsignor Elio Greca. This is these Italianos up there at the Vatican, and it's kind of hard for this old Virginia boy to pronounce. Elio Greca. Okay, I think I've got it down. Monsignor Elio Greca said on Vatican Radio Friday, it's a pitiless way to kill, meaning to take out these feeding tubes and starve her to death and dehydrate her to death. Greca, the leading spokesman for the Vatican on bioethics issues, said the level of international importance of the debate about Terry led the Vatican to step away from its normal practice of speaking about issues in general. They're speaking specific about Miss Terry Schiavo. And he goes on, the Vatican's man, Greca, says still the case of Miss Terry Schiavo goes beyond the individual situation because of its exemplary character and of the importance that the media have rightly given it, Greca said. Silence in this case, listen up now, folks, silence in this case would be able to be interpreted as approval with consequences that would go widely beyond the given case, Monsignor Greca added. Indeed, folks, the consequences of you and I sitting down and being quiet and allowing this woman to be starved to death and dehydrated to death, one horacious way to die. I can tell you as a cop, there's 1,000 better ways to die. Why don't you just cut her head off? You don't feel a thing, and it's open over in an instant. You don't even know it happened. Or shoot her in the head a couple times. My goodness gracious, starving a person to death is probably one of the worst deaths other than roasting them over a fire, but don't give them any ideas. They may try that. With Terry Schiavo, if they get the idea, that's worse than dehydration and starving them to death. But Monsignor Grecchia goes on and said here, by any decent account, Miss Terry Schiavo can be considered a living human being deprived of full conscience, whose legal right must be recognized, respected, and defended. The Vatican official added, and he goes on and says, the removal of the feeding tube from this person in these conditions can be considered direct euthanasia, which, folks, is murder. Let's just call it what it is. It's a death sentence carried out. She's being put to death. She's being murdered by government edict. Is this what you want, folks, for your children and your grandchildren? This is a very, very serious case, as this Monsignor Grecchia says. And he goes on to say, the Catholic Church believes extraordinary means are not required in this case to keep her alive. However, the Church does not consider providing a patient with food and water something out of the normal standard of medical care. And it certainly isn't. She's not on any life-saving equipment whatsoever. She's on her own life-saving equipment, which God gave her, her brain, her heart, and her lungs. And she's doing just fine, considering her husband has deprived her of any treatment whatsoever in 14 years to try to get her better, not even allowing her teeth to be brushed, not even allowing her bed sores to be treated. He wants her to die, and he's mistreated her. He's abused her for 14 years, as he's allowed no type of treatment whatsoever to try to cause her to get better. Anyway, last year, Pope John Paul II said that the lexicon used to describe some disabled patients as being in a vegetative state was degrading and inhumane. Not only that, folks, whenever somebody says that you are in a vegetative state and you're not, that is a horrendous lie out of the pits of hell. Because if you're not in a vegetative state and you're a Terry Schiavo and you're very much alive, you have an active life when her family comes into her and they call you in a vegetative state, it's not just degrading and inhuman, it's a lie. Pope John Paul II said this. He said, a man, even if seriously sick or prevented in the exercise of its higher functions, is and will always still be a man. He will never become a vegetable or an animal, the Pope said. Very good, Pope, very good. He doesn't like that word. Vegetative state is degrading and inhuman. Inhumane, he says. He says, a man, even if seriously sick or prevented in the exercise of its higher functions, is and still will always be a man. He will never be a vegetable or an animal, the Pope said. The intrinsic value and personal dignity of every human being does not change depending on their circumstances. Providing food and water to such patients should be a natural thing to do and morally obligatory, but not considered extraordinary measures at all, the Pope added. In particular, I want to emphasize that the administration of water and food always represents a natural means of preserving life, not a medical treatment. And here is the poll that I found. Take a look at this. This person here, Stephen Ertelt, who wrote this article, found this poll. He's sharing it with us here. In the Terry Schiavo case, somebody took a vote from 857 people. I don't know who it was. He doesn't say. It says, oh, here it is. Here it is. Should the DOJ, Department of Justice, call for the federal investigation into alleged corruption of government officials involved in the Terry Schiavo case? Did you get that, folks? Should the Department of Justice call for a federal investigation into this case? The votes, 739 out of 857 said yes. That's 86.2%, folks. Only 10% said no. So, anyway, very interesting. And we thank the Vatican for that good, good release in a timely fashion. Be right back, folks.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Thank our sister Eleanor, who is Eleanor at Raven One, for sending this in. She's right on top of things all the time. Eleanor is not evidently listening to her minister. She's very much involved all the time, praise God. She says here, I spoke with the court administrator at Judge Greer's office, his court, and she said the execution by the government is still scheduled for Friday of Terry Schiavo. Please don't stop efforts to save her. I'm continuing my efforts, she says. Thank you so much, Eleanor. She says it will take about a week for her to die of thirst, folks. So Friday they fulfill the execution of this gal by pulling her feeding tubes, which is not life support, it's just the way they're feeding her. They could feed her with a spoon and with a water glass because she can swallow, but the judge has said, no, we're going to execute her. You cannot feed her with a spoon. You cannot feed her with a bottle. You can't feed her with any way. We're going to execute this woman, and it'll take about a week for her to die of thirst first, of course. Personally, Eleanor says, I suspect this information from the court administrator may be a lie. Judge Greer apparently had a huge uproar when he handed down the March 18 execution decision down in his courtroom. And from now on, he said, as a result, further decisions would be faxed and he wouldn't go into the courtroom because there were so many people there. He said, Eleanor says, glad to hear there's at least a few human beings left in Pinellas Park, Florida. Eleanor, thank you, sister, and keep up the fight, folks. That's what we're all supposed to be doing, doggone it, is fighting for this lady as if she was and she is indeed one of our family. God has said that. I didn't say that. God has said that. These people are our family members on this earth, and we're supposed to love thy neighbor as thyself, and Terry is our neighbor. Well, let me just share this with you, folks. We've got a plan here that we're working on to get to this sheriff down there. This new sheriff, as we told you about last week, has to be contacted. You need to contact this sheriff. Now, of course, you need to contact the state representatives there. You need to contact the governor. Keep at the governor. We'll give out his phone number here. But also, do not forget about this new sheriff in Pinellas County, Largo, Florida, Sheriff Jim Coates. And that's C as in Charles, O-A-T-S, as in Sierra. C-O-A-T-S, as in Sierra. Sheriff Jim Coates, he's the new sheriff of Pinellas County. By the way, you spell Pinellas County as P-I-N-E-L-L-A-S, as in Sierra. P-I-N-E, like pine, and then L-L-A-S, County, Largo, Florida, Sheriff Jim Coates. And his phone number is 727-582-6204. His phone number is 727-582-6204. Now, we'd like you to get a hold of him and tell him that he should uphold the law, that the judge is violating the law. Now, Colonel Bo Greitz is on his way, as we speak, to Pinellas County from Vegas. His home is 50 miles outside of Las Vegas, and he's got his motorhome and his bride, and they're heading out. They're already down in Nevada someplace, I believe, and they've hit a big snowstorm. But here's a problem that he's had already. He needs to get there in a timely fashion. He doesn't have time to spend the night on the trip, so he's got his motorhome, and his driver, I forget the name of his driver, Keith or something like that, had a heart attack, and so we need to pray for his driver. And I'm sorry, folks, I didn't write down his name. I think it's Keith. But anyway, pray for Bo Greitz's driver that was going to help him that had a heart attack, but also pray for Judy and Bo, because they need a driver now, and they're on their way. And if you can help drive, and I forget the way they're going. I think it's 40, is it, down to 25, and then to 35, and then on I-10, somewhere along that way. Anyway, if you can help him drive, contact us here if you would. If you can help him drive. And I'll get you a hold of Spiker, because Spiker put out this announcement several times today, and I do have Spiker's email. Matter of fact, let's see if we can go to Spiker's email here. I'll bet you he's right here someplace close that I can give this to you. There it is right here. Let me pull up one of his email and see if I can get you his email. Doggone it all. No, it's not coming up. It's just coming up as Spiker on here. And but if you'll call us here, if you can help Bo drive, call us here and we'll get you a hold of Spiker, and he can tell you where to meet up with Bo, because he's in phone communication. We're not here, but Spiker is, and he was on Colonel Bo's show and said to contact him. While we're on this break, I'll try to get Spiker's email. And anyway, that's what's going on. Colonel Bo needs to get down there. He's going, and we're all happy that he's on his way. We'll be right back with more of the program after this break, folks.
Your are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.
I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to fight.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Information here. We just got Spiker Dave's phone number. So if you can help Colonel Bo and his bride drive down to Florida, any part of that drive from, was he in Nevada or someplace down there, Arizona now, and call Spiker Dave, if you will. Call him at 303 area code in Colorado, 429-0819. That's 303 area code, 429-0819. This is a rescue mission, folks, and Colonel Bo is going to be there as a last resort. I've been with him on three of these campaigns up Ruby Ridge, where we succeeded. God opened the door and allowed us to rescue Randy and his girls and Kevin Harris out of there. Colonel Bo and I were just proud the Lord used us to help do that, do his will. And then we were at the Montana Freeman and helped to, we were in 2.5 days with the Montana Freeman. We were able to get them out without them being put to death by the federal agents that wanted very much to put them to death. And then another case, we worked together. Actually, two other cases we've worked to death. But that's worked on. And there's always action. Red Beckman, up at Red Beckman's place in Montana. The feds were going to come down, come and take his home. And a lot of us assembled up there and put the government off for a few weeks anyway. They waited until we left and then came in, so that didn't work too well. But at least while we were there, they did not come as they said they were going to. And then a couple other cases. But Colonel Bo will be there. He says he's not going down to negotiate. He's not going down to have meetings or rallies. He's going to go down and stop them from pulling the feeding tubes out. So take that for whatever it means. I know Colonel Bo, and he will go to his grave standing up for those of his brothers and sisters who God says are family members, and those that are weaker, that are set upon by our government. Colonel Bo can always be counted on to be there to help them out. So pray for him, would you, and Judy, and their motorhome, that their motorhome goes okay. They're in a big blinding snowstorm right this minute, from what Spiker said today. And the devil's trying to stop him. A good friend, I guess, had a big heart attack and who was going to help drive. So that's normal for the devil's minions to try to stop you when you're trying to do something righteous. But I want to get back to the sheriff, folks, and talk about the sheriff a few minutes here. By the way, if you'd like to call in tonight and add anything to what we're talking about, any suggestions or anything, please do call in at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Just want to tell you that this sheriff would be in good stead if he would stand up and file a criminal investigation based on the evidence that this girl was abused, and she was possibly, it was probably an attempted murder by her husband. There's evidence to back this up. It is evidence. It's not absolutely strong evidence. It is not the smoking gun. But there is evidence that this lady was beat up, severely injured, broken bones, and she was possibly choked to death or choked and cut off her wind, somebody thinking that she was dead. And then, of course, he didn't try to give her any CPR at all, which he's a medical person. He knew how to give CPR, and he didn't even try to do that there in the house. And they said she had a heart attack or something like that. Well, that didn't break her bones and everything. So we need to call the sheriff and ask him to start a criminal investigation immediately based on the evidence. And his best evidence, folks, guess what his best evidence is? And the husband, Mr. Shivo, that wants that $1.3 million, if he can get those tubes out of his wife and she dies, knows that she is the best evidence. Because if she can be resuscitated, and if she can been given what she should have all along, and that is treatment so that she can get better, doctors have said that she probably would respond very good to treatment to make her better. And she is the best evidence for the sheriff, because she might be able to tell him how she got in the condition she's in. Very, very suspicious. I can tell you right now that as a police officer in the sixth largest city in the United States, I was trained in how to do a chokehold. And if you do a chokehold properly, you can knock a person out in about 3 to 4 seconds by cutting off the blood to their brain. And you don't hurt the person. They pass out, and then they wake up after you get the handcuffs on them, and no problem. But if you hold that choke hold for something like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes, especially up to 6 minutes, they will become brain injured and probably die. Well, somebody, we believe, knew and choked this young lady. We can't prove it because we're not there doing the investigation. But the sheriff needs to look at the evidence, the injuries to this woman. There is x-rays of this woman, how she had her bones broken and injuries during this supposed fall from having a heart attack or something like that, a stroke. And so we need to get the sheriff to realize that Ohio Sheriff James Trafficking came to this law enforcement and police and law enforcement association's attention back about 20 years ago, Sheriff James Traficant, it's been less than that, about 18 years ago, I guess, when he refused to give up 16 homes in Ohio to the IRS. The IRS wanted to come in the county. Sheriff James Traficant, you remember that name, James Traficant? Went on to become Congressman James Traficant. He stood up to the IRS and said, no, you're not going to seize these homes. These people have not had due process. Very, very brave man to stand up to the IRS. I imagine he was probably audited then for at least 10 years back after he stood up to the IRS. But anyway, sheriffs can stand up to authority and get away with it. Congressman James Traficant also stood up to the most powerful, well, probably the second most powerful political force in our nation today, and that's the American Jewish Ashkenazi lobby. I hate to say Jewish because most of these people are Ashkenazi Gentiles, just calling themselves Jews, according to the Jewish brothers and sisters we have in law enforcement and the military who have given us books to read here on that very issue by Jews, written by Jews, saying that this American Jewish Ashkenazi lobby is the, if not the most powerful force in the nation, it is the second most powerful under the international crime families that control our government today. Sheriff Richie Mack stood up against the Brady Bill. Remember that? Took it all the way, folks, to the Supreme Court and won. He said he would not enforce the Brady Bill, and he took it to the Supreme Court, and he won. Now, that's a sheriff that was working and protecting the people themselves, just like Sheriff James Traficant did. And then Sheriff Dave Mattis in Wyoming demands that all government, federal government agents that come into his county, come into his office, show their paperwork, and tell what they're going to be doing in the county before he will allow them to come into his jurisdiction. Sheriff Dave Mattis is a great American. Sheriff Richie Mack was a great American. So was James Traficant. And we believe that Sheriff Jim Coates, this is his moment in the sun to stand up for this woman that's going to be executed by the government, unlawfully executed when she is not in a vegetative state and not being kept alive by artificial means at all. Let's go now to Paul. Who's on the line? John in Washington. Welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hi, Jack. I just wanted to add another dimension to this story that no one has really, or at least I haven't heard anyone bring up so far.
Very good.
That is this. The fact that the Florida Bar Association and the American Bar Association did not snap this judge back into line, nor have any of his brother Bar Association members snapped him back into line. It is a blanket indictment on the judiciary in general.
Amen.
And any thinking citizen who has any ability to deal in logic anymore, which arguably are few, but any thinking citizen would immediately deduce that all bets are off. You have a better chance of walking into Two Rivers Casino and coming out a winner than you do going to court nowadays under this current judiciary. And as much fire and heat as they're taking already, it's unfathomable to me that they would allow this judge to do something that could, in fact, mobilize the nation, the people, and all the fence sitters that were on the fence about this. But this is going to really highlight the corruption and the nefarious evil nature of the Black Robe Brotherhood.
Hey, very well put. Very well put. You're right. That's right. I hadn't thought about that, but they ought to clean their own house.
Absolutely.
Got back in line.
Oh, they love to be self-regulating anyway, don't they?
Yes, they
do. And why don't they just regulate themselves and do something right for once?
That's very good. Very well. Yes.
That's all I had to say.
Hey, thanks so much for the good thoughts. Call back again, brother. Okay. Yes, folks, this sheriff does have the power and the jurisdiction to file criminal charges, or not file charges, but start a criminal investigation, and he cannot let the best evidence, the very best witness, which is Terry Schiavo herself, be put to death, be executed by government mandate on Friday if he'll start a criminal investigation. Give him a call. Once again, Area code 727-582-6204. That's 727, area code 582-6204. Paul, I'm sorry, I was shooting my mouth off again. Who's on the line?
Mick in Texas.
Okay, Mick in Texas. Mick, welcome to the program.
Hello, I was just wanting to throw that number out for the Bogreitz deal.
Good. What's his name? Spiker, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, good. Thank you for that. Yeah, Carol, my assistant, came up with that, but I appreciate you thinking of us, and yeah, I hope somebody will call. I know we got some great Texas people down there, and he's coming that way, so maybe somebody down there in Texas can help him take that big motorhome down to Florida. I think it'll be interesting if somebody can stick around with him, because I'll tell you what, when you're with Colonel Bogreitz, it always gets interesting. Hey, thanks, brother, for calling in. Okay, so the sheriff, there are, and I recorded them, but before my program, Colonel Bogreitz comes on before my program, and he listed four laws, state laws, that this Judge Greer is violating. And I went to the web immediately. I did record that, but I didn't have time to sit down and to take the laws off, although we covered a few a couple weeks ago, if you remember, folks, that say that you cannot dehydrate and starve a person to death if they're not in a vegetative state. And so, indeed, Colonel Bogreitz has four laws that this judge is in violation of. So not only should the sheriff look at the laws, which I'm sure that our office will be sending him by fax right away tomorrow. I'm going to sit down and take him off this recording that Colonel Bo did the research on, and we're going to send that down to the sheriff and tell him this judge is in violation of the law, and also asking from our police and military association here to start a criminal investigation into this husband who has nothing to gain except financial largesse here if his wife dies. And so we're hoping that this will do some good. If you'd like to call in and say something about this situation or something else, call back, folks, on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm just pleased to see people getting involved. You know, there's nothing we can't do in this nation, folks, if we get involved again. There's nothing we can't do. We can take this nation back from the devil's minions. We can. We're seeing it in this doggone case with Terry Schiavo. I think we're going to win this thing. I don't know why I think that. The government's out to put her to death, to execute her on Friday. But I think we're going to get enough people standing up and speaking out and actually going, like Colonel Bogreitz is going, to Pinellas County to be sure that the governor and everybody, the sheriff and everybody knows, and this Judge Greer knows, that we're not going to put up with the murder of this young lady. So anyway, call in if you'd like to call in, and I'm going to get into this news here. Montana governor sets off fight with call to bring guard home. But I hope, folks, before we get off Terry Schiavo here, that there's only a few days left, and if you're going to do something that'll make you feel real good, I mean feel real good in your heart, when we win this thing comes Friday and her tubes are not pulled out, I believe we will. I'm just trusting in the Lord and trusting in you out there. You're going to feel really good that the American people standing together can still do something against this evil, evil Luciferian criminal cabal that has control of our governments and our state houses today. Yes, there's 50 governors out there, and every one of them's a globalist. Now, this Jeb Bush wants to become president one day, so even though he's an evil globalist, he's got to do something for Terry. He's got to try. At least he tried before. I don't know if he's going to sit back now, if he's been threatened or not, because the internationalists want this euthanasia very, very bad, and they're hoping that this is a precedent-setting case when they put Terry to death. So this is the time, folks, to get involved this next few days and do something for God and for Terry and for your country, because what is coming to her door and her family's door right now is coming to mine and your door next. Believe it. You can believe that, folks. Let's go back to the mountains now of Montana and share with you Governor Brian Switzer has touched off a political fight with Montana Republicans by calling for the return of the National Guard troops serving in Iraq to help out in what many fear will be a record-setting fire wildfire season. And I believe he's right, Governor. I believe you're right. Mr. Switzer, a newly elected Democrat, infuriated the Republican lawmakers to see his request as a way to criticize the Bush administration over Iraq. You foolish Republicans. I happen to be one of them. And I can say they're sure foolish. The fire season is coming, and believe me, they're going to need the National Guard to help save the homes of the people and the lives of the people in Montana this year. I believe that's the case. It looks like it. We'll get back to that in just a minute, folks. Or you can call in and talk about Terry or anything else at 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started the Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
Thanks, John. This week, Republic Trading has fractional gold on offer for a fraction over its melt value, a great opportunity to cash in your Federal Reserve notes now and save your wealth from going down the proverbial porcelain princess. Republic Trading does one thing very well, real discount prices and fast, secure delivery with no fuss or hassle.
A deal you're not likely to find anywhere else. For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Three people on the line. We'll try to get them all in. Mike, Terry, and Don. Mike in Minnesota, what is your comment?
Hi, Officer Jack. Just exactly where did the president get the authority to send the National Guard onto a foreign shores?
Well, he can't have it if the governors won't go along with the program, but they're all globalists working for this Antichrist world government system, so it's not a big problem. But there's a new governor in town up there, a Democrat now, And the Republicans are going ballistic because it looks like he's not too happy with the war, I'll bet you. And he's also not happy with Montana burning up this summer and not having the troops there to help him. So the governors can say no, Mike. They can say no, and the commander-in-chief couldn't do a thing about it.
So then, in fact, our governors are just as guilty of treason as our Congress at that point because they have violated the Constitution?
That's right.
In that they were supposed to maintain a standing militia?
Absolutely. They're supposed to be state guards. They're not supposed to be international mercenaries out
there. Okay. That's
very
my
good.
Question. Thanks very much, and you're doing a great job.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Take care.
Bless you, buddy. Let's go to Terry in Austin. Terry, welcome to the program. What's your question?
How are you doing out there tonight?
I'm doing fine,
my
buddy.
My question was on the Terry Chavo thing.
Yes.
The euthanasia that George is trying to commit up there.
Right.
I think if a lot of people, well, everybody, every man and woman and parent that's got children, a loved one, you know, in a semi-vegetative state, a comatose or whatever, well, they need to get in on this thing because if they get Terry Schiavo, they're coming after those people too.
You got it, buddy, and quick. It'll probably be really quick.
Right, yeah. Because, you know, that they want to get rid of the weak.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a great article here coming from a person that's a socialist talking about that very thing. In other nations, they have literally thousands of people like Norway and another nation that they put literally thousands of people to death now.
Uh-huh.
And half of those people didn't want to be put to death under this euthanasia thing. So it's coming. There's several countries now that are committing euthanasia by the hundreds of thousands of people without the people's permission. So if we don't believe this is going to set a precedence in America with the evil leadership we have, Terry, somebody better think twice.
I'm telling you, and then I go all the way back to Dr. Jack Kevorkian. They told
Amen.
Him that it was illegal.
That's right, yeah.
You know, put him in the penitentiary for it, but now they want to turn right around and, you know, do the thing. Oh, no.
That's where this Judge Greer belongs, in the penitentiary. We'll work on that. Thanks, Terry.
All right, have a good one.
Okay, Lord bless. Let's go to Don in Maine. Don, you're welcome to the program. We've got about a half a minute left, looks like.
Jack, I'm on the Pinellas County website.
Oh, okay.
For Sheriff Coates, and there's some other numbers here that people might want to have.
Okay.
There's one for the Sheriff's Administration, which I don't really know what that is, but I'll give it out if that's okay.
Go right ahead, yes.
Okay, it's 727-582-6701.
Okay, yeah, I didn't have that one.
And then there's another.
Say that again.
Okay, 727-582-6701.
Okay, thank you.
Well, there's also this thing called investigative operations. There's a whole bunch of numbers, but one of them,
We're
I
out
off?
Of time, my dear.
Oh, dear. Okay.
We're out of time. Well, listen, thank you. We've got a second number there, and we'll be back on tomorrow, and maybe we can get that other one from you, okay?
I'll call in tomorrow.
Okay, sister. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jack.
Okay, folks, well, that's it for tonight. I hope everybody gets involved. Everybody get involved. You're going to feel so good about yourself. And the Lord is taking notes. Don't forget, the Lord takes good notes. Lord bless all of you out there. Have a great night. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.